Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at pre-manipulative treatment for athletes, and finally, the effects of cervical extension on the intervertebral disc. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 564, recorded September 16th, 2016. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. One of the goals of providing manipulative treatments such as osteopathic manipulative treatment, or OMT, is to restore maximal pain-free movement of the musculoskeletal system and to enhance neuromuscular function. Anecdotally, some athletes have reported that their athletic performance improves after manipulative treatment. The objective of a study published in the Journal of the American Osteopathic Association was to develop preliminary data to gain more understanding about the association between pre-competition manipulative treatments provided to Division I football players and their athletic performance during each game for two consecutive football seasons. The study design was a retrospective cohort study. Participants were football athletes at Virginia Polytechnic Institute and State University, board-certified osteopathic physicians who were trained in osteopathic manipulative medicine and sports medicine performed OMT and determined the type of OMT techniques used and the spinal segments treated. One chiropractor provided chiropractic manipulative therapy. The study concluded that pre-competition manipulative treatment was positively associated with improved performance among both offensive and defensive Virginia Tech football players, although the associations between these two factors were relatively small and not statistically significant, the authors found positive correlations in performance of the offensive and defensive players. Surf to our show notes for links. The authors of a study published in the journal PM&R theorized that active cervical extension should influence the position of the nucleus propulsus, the NP, within the intervertebral disc, the IVD, in the sagittal plane. While several studies on the lumbar intervertebral disc have been conducted, there are no quantitative data for in vivo positional changes of the nucleus propulsus in the cervical intervertebral disc. The objective of the study was to evaluate the influence and mechanism of cervical extension on the deformation and migration of intervertebral disc and nucleus propulsus in the sagittal plane and understand underlying mechanisms of the extension maneuver. Results of the study found that anterior and posterior intervertebral disc margins move posteriorly with respect to the vertebral body in extension. Both nucleus propulsus margins remained unchanged relative to the vertebral body, but moved anteriorly with respect to the intervertebral disc. Intervertebral disc outer and inner heights in the anterior region increased in extension, and morphological changes of the nucleus propulsus were less noticeable when compared with its relative migration within the intervertebral disc. Most of the intradiscal changes were linearly correlated with the segmental extension angle. The study concluded that cervical extension induces anterior migration of the nucleus pulposus away from the posterior disc margin and may have a clinical effect on discogenic neck pain resulting from internal disc disruption. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Walt Disney. The way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing. For Chiropractic Online, today's HealthBeat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.